Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share with us, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and at the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk about food, specifically spiritual nutrition, with Marcella Benson, the author of an amazing book, and I am not using that word lightly, amazing. That's not hyperbolic. It's a beautiful coffee table style book that's got recipes and tips and ideas called Love, Peace, and Vegetables, and it is just a gorgeous book. I'm blown away by how pretty this thing is. Lots of great pictures in it. Marcella is an expert in what she calls spiritual eating, and we're going to talk about holistic wellness and nutrition and food and veggies with Marcella Benson, author of Love, Peace, and Vegetables. Bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. If you're in the Colorado area, I'll be doing a talk in my lab / pharmacy on March the 19th. That's 2 weeks from yesterday, March the 19th at 11 a.m., 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado. Zip 80020, call 866-735-2470 for more information, or you can shoot me an email, benksco.com. We're going to talk about business building. We're going to talk about nutrition. We'll give away some longevity products. My friends, Dr. Taylor Mitchell, will be there doing a talk on detoxification. And Farmer Glenn has in the process of reversing stage 4 stomach cancer, and he's doing amazing, and he owes it, and I owe it as well, to the power of nutritional supplementation. Farmer Glenn's been on the longevity supplements for many years, and he is exceeding all expectations in his healing and recovery process. He's just doing some amazing stuff, and he'll be speaking about beating cancer with nutrition. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about detox, and I will be talking about building your business with nutrition and nutritional supplementation. That's this next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday, March 19th, at my lab / pharmacy. Some of you guys know I opened up a compounding pharmacy for the skin in our lab and manufacturing facility in Broomfield, Colorado, where we make our True Skin Health products. We'll be hosting all the longevity, hopefully all the local longevity distributors, and you as well. If you're interested, call 866-735-2470 or send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I will give you the 411. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Marcella Benson at the bottom of the hour, her book, Love, Peace, and Vegetables. Yesterday we had a Gage girl on, Christine Peronic, biochemical engineer and nutritionist and fitness expert, and we were talking about food. We were talking about macros, the macro nutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates. I consider fiber and water to be macros, but nonetheless, if strictly speaking, because protein, fats, and carbs contain calories, fiber and water. Fiber contains a little bit of calories. Water doesn't contain any calories. They're usually not regarded as macros. The macros are your proteins and fats and carbohydrates, and they play a major role in how not only the body shows up in an obvious way, because obviously protein and fats and carbohydrates are going to form the shape of our bodies, for better or worse, but as it turns out, protein, fats, and carbohydrates also affect our genetics. Our genes are responsive to protein and fats and carbohydrates as much as they are to the micronutrients. The micronutrients are the protein, are the vitamins and the minerals and the essential amino acids and the essential fatty acids. And your macronutrients are protein, fats, and carbs. There's a class of micronutrients that doesn't get recognized often as micronutrients. Nonetheless, they are, and that is the phytonutrients, the plant nutrients. You've heard of things like bioflavonoids and the carotenes and lutein and zeaxanthin and phytosterols and beta-cytosterol. And we'll talk about these periodically. They don't get classified as essential nutrients. In fact, it's very rare that they get classified as nutrients at all, although for folks who do understand nutrition, they will call them phytonutrients, plant nutrients. But they certainly don't consider them to be essential. I beg to differ. And that's why I have such a problem with this crazy meat-only diet. Reading from, where am I reading this from here? It's from Medical Express, Purdue University. This is from Purdue. 1 in 10 Americans say they don't eat meat, a growing share of the population. So apparently, there's some pushback on this carnivore diet. And a lot of folks are going vegan, a lot of folks are going vegetarian. Well, guess what? Going vegan and going vegetarian seems as foolhardy to me as just going carnivores, just eating meat or just eating animal products. Human beings are omnivores. We're supposed to eat everything. If you're just eating meat, you're not going to get your phytonutrients. If you're just eating veggies, you're not going to get your building nutrients or some of the building nutrients. For example, things like taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, which is a very important building amino acid. Vitamin A, which is a very important building vitamin. Is another nutrient that's only found in animal foods. Vitamin D is mostly found in animal foods, although, of course, you can get it from the sun, and mushrooms can get you a little bit of vitamin D. But for the most part, you're going to need animal foods if you want to get the big-time building nutrients and the big-time building proteins. And you got to eat veggies if you want to get the phytonutrients. And this is why these meat-only or veggie-only diets don't seem to make a lot of sense to me. And, by the way, as far as being carnivore and the carnivore diet go, a lot of times these carnivore folks will point to our evolutionary ancestry. Human beings grew up eating lots of meat, of course. But what they don't tell you is human beings didn't grow up eating McDonald's meat and eating fried meats and eating processed meats and deli meats and bacon and eating meats that contain hormones and antibiotics. So the carnivore folks are missing a couple of very important points. Number one, they're not getting the phytonutrients. Number two, they're not getting vitamin C. Number three, they're not getting fiber. And number four, they are indulging in lots of nasty, toxic substances that are given to meat. On the other hand, or given animals. On the other hand, veggies aren't out of the woods either. Vegetarians and vegans are missing really important key building substances. And, of course, we know that our vegetables today, even organic vegetables, are subject to toxins from either fertilizers that are directly sprayed on them, in the case of non-organic foods, or from toxins that are in the water or in the soil, in the case of organic foods. That's right. If you're eating organic, you're still subjecting your body to toxicity that's in the soil and that's in the water. So in any case, the bottom line here is, folks, the best way to eat is omnivorally. Omni meaning many, or meaning in different ways, in different forms. An omnivore is somebody who eats everything, and human beings are omnivorous. We're supposed to eat veggies. We're supposed to eat meat. and we're supposed to eat seeds and grains and other plant material as well. So, all right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Marcella Benson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Love, Peace, and Vegetables. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Farmer Sven. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be speaking to Marcella Benson at the bottom of the hour. Love, Peace, and Vegetables is your book. Really beautiful, gorgeous coffee table style book with lots of pictures, recipes, and quite a bit of information, just scientific information from Marcella Benson. Marcella Benson is a holistic nutritionist and a food specialist. We'll talk to Marcella Benson at the bottom of the hour and get your calls if we have calls this segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So before we went to break, we're talking about this idea of human beings being omnivores. An omnivore is a generalized eater. An omnivore is not a carnivore. An omnivore is not an herbivore. An omnivore is an everything-ivore. Ivore means to eat. An omni means everything. We're opportunistic eaters. We eat whatever is available. Sometimes you'll hear vegetarians say that human beings have digestive tracts that are designed for vegetables. No, that's not true. That's silly. Sometimes vegetarians will say, the largest animals in the world eat just grass. Well, that's kind of a misunderstanding, too, because the largest animals in the world have an ability to get nutrition from grass. Human beings don't. And, of course, vegetation has lots of toxins associated with it built into them. Not talking about pesticides and fertilizers. I'm talking about toxins that are part of the plant. Plants don't want to be eaten. Nothing wants to be eaten. And plants make defensive molecules, and we've been talking about that on the bright side for many, many years. These lectins, which are responsible for a lot of autoimmune problems and skin problems. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people who have really, really bad, broken out, rashy, immune-activated skin, and they'll tell me, but I'm just eating vegetables. But I'm just a vegetarian, because there's this idea that if you're a vegetarian, you're eating clean. Or sometimes people say, I eat clean. It doesn't matter. If you're breaking out, if you got rashes, if you got an autoimmune problem, chances are something you're eating is not agreeing with you. Something you're eating is immune active. And if you're a vegetarian and you're getting something in your system that's activating your immune system, chances are pretty good it's a lectin or a plant defensive molecule. There's also a subgroup of vegetarians or herbivores called frugivores. Frugivores only eat fruit. There's also gramnivores. Gramnivores only eat nuts and seeds. There's also folivores. Folivores only eat leaves. And guess what? There are even insectivores. That is, folks who just eat insects. By the way, insects are getting set to be the next latest, the next great fad food is insects. I was at a food exhibition last year, and I got to enjoy fried crickets. And I say enjoy in quotes because it was not very enjoyable. There's a really cool book called, not The Omnivore's Dilemma, it's something with an omnivore, I'll have to get the title of it during our break, where the author says that we like crunchy foods, human beings love crunchy foods, because our ancestors used to eat insects, and insects are very, very crunchy. And by the way, insects are highly nutritious, great sources of protein, and if you're turning up your nose at the thought of eating insects, just think of the last time you had shrimp, which is kind of like an insect. Insects are rich in protein. Insects are rich in good fats, particularly omega-3 fats. Crickets, ants, bees. In Japan, in Asia, bees are considered to be a delicacy. So, the bottom line here is we are omnivores. Human beings are omnivores. We're designed to eat lots of different kinds of foods. If you're just going carnivore, you're missing out on lots of great nutrients that are found in vegetables, including fiber, including vitamin C, and including phytonutrients. If you're just eating veggies, you're missing out on lots of building proteins and building nutrients, quality iron, vitamin A, taurine, the amino acid taurine, which are only found in animal foods. Eat everything is the bottom line. And as far as diets go, yesterday Christine was talking about how you want to select a diet that's appropriate for you, and I kind of agree with that, but if you're going to pick one kind of diet, the best kind of diet is the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet, which, as most of you guys know, is a diet that where most of your calories come from fat, some 80 to 90% of your calories come from fat in the ketogenic diet, and then the rest comes from protein, and then a tiny little bit, maybe 8 to 10% or so of your calories should come from carbohydrates. But even the ketogenic diet is a little misleading, because just the term ketogenic diet doesn't really tell you what kind of protein to eat, what kind of fats to eat, what kind of carbs to eat. Nonetheless, if you got to pick one way of eating, the ketogenic diet is probably the best way to eat. But here's the key. to the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is a low-calorie diet. And low-calorie is the most important part of keto of the ketogenic diet. Yes, it's true. You want a lot of those calories to come from, or a high percentage of those calories to come from fat, quality fat, essential fatty acid-rich fat. But you want to keep your calories down to 1,200 calories or so a day. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. 1,200 calories a day should not be difficult to eat, a difficult measure to stick to. 1,200 calories a day is plenty. Most of us get 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day. The ketogenic diet, as I say, is a low-calorie diet where a high concentration of those calories come from fats, and it is the ideal way to eat. There's numerous studies that talk about the ketogenic diet being helpful for folks who have Alzheimer's disease, dementia, the ketogenic diet being helpful for folks who have heart disease, for folks who are dealing with cancer. And now, from the American Academy of Neurology, we find the ketogenic diet may reduce disability and improve quality of life in people who have multiple sclerosis. We've been talking about this for a long time because I read the Walls Protocol. Dr. Terry Walls cured herself of multiple sclerosis by fasting. Now, that's not exactly the ketogenic diet, but the point is, by reducing your calories, whether you're going ketogenic diet or you're going intermittent fasting or just going calorie restricted, you reduce the impact of digestive metabolism. You reduce the impact of breaking down foods. You reduce the impact of toxins in foods. You reduce the load on the body. You know, it takes a lot of work to digest food. Why do you think you need a nap after you eat a big meal? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of resources. Your body redirects resources to the digestive tract away from the brain, away from the heart, away from the muscles. This is why every study that's ever been done on longevity shows that if you want to live a long life, reduce your calories. And now, if you have an autoimmune disease and you want to reduce the symptoms, go ketogenic. Reduce your calories. And make sure you're getting quality fats. Quality fats meaning non-processed fats, meaning non-fried fats, non-heated fats. This whole stuff about staying away from oils that we hear about is a little bit, it's probably true in a lot of ways, but it's a little bit off in the sense that oils are very valuable. But the point of staying away from oils is that they are many of them are processed before you heat them, before you cook them, even just buying them in the store. They're already processed. They're already refined. They're already a source of oxidative byproducts. And then, of course, if you heat those oils, then you're really producing these oxidative byproducts. And these oxidative byproducts, by the way, that are found in fats are way more problematic than the oxidative byproducts that are found in water-soluble substances. The oxidative byproducts that are found in fats are called lipid meaning fat, peroxides. And they are especially dangerous to cells. All oxidants are pro-aging and pro-disease and pro-inflammatory, but lipid peroxides, these oxidative byproducts that are found in fats, those are especially dangerous. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny. We've got Marcella Benson coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about Love, Peace, and Vegetables, her beautiful, beautiful coffee table book. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ed Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries over the past 10 days. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees tweeted that the mass exodus is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his nation.
кто нас слышит, кому не стерли память пропагандой.
He urged his fellow Ukrainians to keep up their resistance to the Russian invasion. A second attempt to evacuate civilians from a southern Ukrainian city fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russia had closed the corridor. Several outlets reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. More than 300 are dead and at least 700 people have been injured so far. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This past week saw how one family has been split by January 6, 2021.
Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6 attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6 with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Talks between Major League Baseball and the players will resume. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams. The union prefers 12, while MLB wants 14. Max Scherzer says players would consider 14 under certain conditions. The opening ceremony for the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race returned to Anchorage Saturday. It was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The race, slated to start Sunday, begins 75 miles north of Alaska's largest city. The winner is expected to show up in Nome about 9 days later. Listen to news anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years of archived information, lots of great health information and interviews and videos and blog posts on our websites, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find the Longevity products up on all the websites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, help change the world with the power of nutrition. You can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by me, myself, in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, psoriasis, dry skin, aging skin, hyperpigmentation, prevention of post-surgical scarring. All of my treatment formulations are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, polyelectrolytes, alpha and beta hydroxy acids. What I discovered in my compounding pharmacy was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that should come as no surprise to anybody listening to this program. Health equals beauty, and beauty equals health, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Check them out at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, and check out our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Marcella Benson is a spiritual nutritional counselor and the author of an amazingly gorgeous book called Love, Peace, and Vegetables, Recipes for Conscious Living. It is just, it's hard to put into words how pretty this book is. And it's got all kinds of wonderful recipes and tips and techniques, instructions on cleaning and soaking and sprouting. It's got inspirational quotes and all kinds of beautiful, gorgeous pictures. Please welcome to the bright side, spiritual nutritional counselor and author, Marcella Benson. Hello, Marcella.
Yes, hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and thank you for coming on, and thank you for your absolutely stunningly beautiful, gorgeous book. One of the prettiest books I've ever seen, I have to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Really, really well done. So I love this idea of spiritual nutrition. Before I ask you some questions, do you know about Gabriel Cousins?
Yes, he's been my mentor and my teacher for the last 20 years.
I see. Okay, now it makes sense. Because I was going to say, we've had Gabriel on the show a couple times, Dr. Cousins. He's awesome. He's really awesome. So I can see that there's a connection here. That makes sense then. So what exactly do you mean? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I also wrote for him some of the recipes for There Is a Cure for Diabetes. And I have talked with him all over the world.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got you. So he's your mentor. I wouldn't say he's my mentor because I've only had him on the program a couple of times, but I've been studying his work for many years, and that guy is, man, he is something else from another dimension, Dr. Cousins is. So what is a spiritual nutrition counselor?
A spiritual nutrition counselor, it is the title or the title that we get from studying with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, actually, in his school. So basically, we are trained in Ayurveda. We are trained in also herbalism, different types of herbalism. I studied a little bit further into Chinese herbalism, Amazonian herbalism, and also we are trained in spirituality, in different doctrines, from the Essene doctrines to the Kabbalistic doctrines, and also the Vedic. And part of our whole training is not only seeing the body as just a physical matter, but also seeing it as an emotional, so it's a body, mind, spirit connection. And this is something there's not many of us who have graduated with the whole Essene priesthood class spiritual nutrition, because that took me about 5 years to finish. As you know, Gabriel, he's very in-depth teacher. He's not just superficial or just a few herbs. It is a whole deal or no deal with him.
So we talk a lot about food on this program, I'm a pharmacist, but I'm also a nutritionist, and I've always felt that our food and the way we eat plays a major role, probably the major role in our poor health, in our collective poor health. But you're raising a very interesting point that it's not just the food that we're eating, but how we're eating the food. There's a sort of spiritual aspect to eating that's being missed. Can you talk a little bit about the spirituality of eating and how we can leverage spiritual power in our eating behaviors, no matter what kind of foods we're eating?
Yes, absolutely. It does matter what kinds of food we're eating, because depending on the kind of food you're eating, you're going to have more of that spiritual power, more of that biophotonic energy.
In the food,
you're eating live food, for example, which is about 80% of my book. When you're eating in a way that everything is intact, especially the energetics of the food, the biophotonic energy of the food, then is when you're getting the most bioavailability in all levels, okay? And this is very important because food is not just food. there is a part that is matter and is the vitamins and the nutrients, and there is a part that is the no matter, which is the energy behind the food. So if you're eating something that is completely cooked, completely dead,
mm-hmm.
and you have just the remaining of that and you don't have all the life part of that, it really changes who you become.
Does all cooking destroy that kind of live enzyme activity? I know enzymes obviously break down at a very low temperature, so any kind of cooking that you're doing is going to degrade the life force, correct?
Yes, correct.
So you're saying all correct. Raw? Are you saying to eat all raw?
No. Yeah, well, I'm saying that if you learn how to do phenomenal stuff and that is raw, you might really like it. You might really love it. And really, that's the best way for spiritual life, to increase your energy in spiritual life.
Mm.
But you see, this is truly... I've been doing all kinds of nutrition since I'm 15 years old. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is not that I just started now. And I have to say that definitely life food, if you are... up to par, or if you can put a little bit in your life, it will really make a huge difference in your life, in spiritual life and health life and emotional life. It will make a difference. Have no doubt.
So where does meat fit into the equation?
In my teachings, nowhere.
Nowhere. Oh, it's strictly meatless, all vegetarian.
Yes.
How about eggs?
No, it's strictly vegan.
Vegan.
Vegan food, yes.
Ah, okay. And then where do you, you're not concerned about the protein aspect?
Not at all, actually, because you can read. I have a whole appendix written by Dr. Cousins about the bioavailability of the protein. Yeah? And according to what he has studied, only one person and hundreds of thousands of people that he's seen was not able to be a vegetarian. And yes, it might not be for everybody, but it's definitely an upgrade if you add it to your life, whatever you're doing right now.
Okay, Marcel, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about water, because you have some interesting things to say about that. Is that okay? We'll be back in a couple minutes here.
So
hang tight. All right. Marcella Benson is with us. Her book, Love, Peace, and Vegetables.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Marcella Benson, spiritual nutritional counselor, about her book, Love, Peace, and Vegetables. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous book. Coffee table style book filled with recipes and tips and ideas, tools, recommendations for tools, and just really a magnus opus, as they say, Marcella Benson. So listen, Marcella, you have some interesting things to say about water. What kind of water do you suggest people use? And tell us a little bit about the spiritual aspects as you see it to H2O, plain old H2O.
Yes. Well, water is everything in this world, and it's not in just H2O shape. Yeah, but one of the most important things after breath is water. Yeah, and a lot of people ask me, Marcella, how do I upgrade my nutrition? And I say, water. Mm-hmm. That's where do we start? Water. Where do we continue? Water. Make sure your water is clean, it's not fluoridated, it's not in plastic, which is very hard today.
Yeah, it's impossible, isn't it? How do you find water like that? It's impossible.
Well, that's what I teach in the book. How do you find water that's... Because it all depends also where you live. Do you live in a city? I live in a city. So how am I going to get a reverse osmosis? And what is the reverse osmosis water? What is reverse osmosis? And what is distilled water? And what happens when the water is distilled or RO? What do we do? What is the best water? The best water truly is how nature intended.
Spring water.
Fresh spring water.
Yeah.
Most of the people do not live near springs, or maybe the springs that are close by, you need to see what's in the water, because nowadays we're having a lot of pollution of our aquifers. Yeah? So you need to know that this spring is totally excellent for you to drink.
Where does an average person that doesn't live in a city, doesn't live near springs, where do you get clean water? If you don't, I take it you're not big on distilled water, is that right, or reverse osmosis, or are you?
I use both, actually.
Okay.
I use both. Because that's what I can get here in the city where I live, yeah? So I have a reverse osmosis system, okay, but the reverse osmosis does not undo the programming of the water, which is city water, which is water You know, water will take up energies and will create its own homeopathic remedy. So you have the collective thought of the city. You have all the medications that people throw through their toilets. Okay?
Yeah.
And even though all of that is filtered, the information is still on the water.
Tell us a little bit about that idea of information stored in water.
Well, that's, you know, it's not my idea. This is research by Emuro Matsudo, by I forgot his name. Schauberger.
Victor Schauberger, right.
Victor Schauberger that explained, these are wonderful books and research on water and how the water stores through sacred geometry intention, and it stores information. So if you have very bad information, the structure of the water is going to be a poor structure, which is not going to enter and pass through ourselves and hydrate us, and also will communicate this bad structure to our cell structure, to the water inside ourselves. So we have to understand that we are also water. You know, and our thoughts, our lifestyle, how we speak about ourselves to ourselves also makes a difference in how our water shapes ourselves.
All right, okay. So I love how you close your book with cakes, pies, and cookies. So for people who feel like this might be a boring diet, just eating veggies all day, talk to us a little bit about desserts and how we should enjoy or indulge in our dessert foods without going crazy with sugar and other disease-inducing kinds of substances or foods.
Well, really, it's not difficult. The only difficult thing is, like, at the beginning when you ride a bicycle, getting that balance. And the same thing is with a good nutritious diet and with a lifestyle. It's not a diet. Really, this is a lifestyle. And the sweets, they're very wonderful and easy to make. At the beginning, you think, oh, this is difficult. And then when you start making it, you realize how easy it is. Oh, my goodness, you don't have to put anything in the oven again. My goodness, this is delicious, doesn't spike my sugar. So right now, in this book, I have done everything with xylitol, although I'm not using xylitol anymore. I'm using monk fruit and erythritol. But just the practice of doing some of the recipes will take you to your next level of understanding of true deliciousness, simplicity, which is all over in nature. You know, I come from a background of many cooks in my family, and I've done cooking from all over the world and all types of things. And once I became into life food and these techniques and opened this whole new paradigm, I have to say that it's the least messy, the most delicious, the most flavorful, and the most healing, because you have, you know, for example, one of my favorite desserts is the ricotta almond fermented pie. Okay, it's called ricotta almond saffron torta.
And how hard is that to make? Is that hard? That sounds complicated.
It sounds complicated, but it really isn't. You need these blanched almonds, and you put them in the blender, and then you just put some probiotics. You ferment them for one day, okay? And then you make a base. You mix coconut butter with saffron and a little bit of sweet, like either erythritol or monk fruit. And then it's just a matter of putting it in a pie, and you put it in the refrigerator. Next day, it's ready. It's really... This is one of the most complicated ones in the sense, because you have to wait one day to ferment, but you're learning how to ferment. You have a cake that never, I had it for more than 30 days, and it doesn't grow mold. It's kind of like all the fermented foods.
They protect against the mold.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're natural.
That's great.
Why did you go away from xylitol to erythritol?
Because I realized that many people have a little bit of a sensitivity. So it's very good for them because it helps them eliminate. But some other people that don't need that, with the elimination, I see that it doesn't sit well for them. So I said, you know, I want to find something that, you know, if you're not eliminated, it shouldn't be your medicine. And if you, you know what I mean, food should be, it should be your medicine, but it shouldn't be your medicine like that constantly. You know, you should not assault your body to eliminate with something external, but you should find something that balances your body, not assaults your body into do something that it's not doing. You know what I mean? So I feel that xylitol is a little bit like that. It's a little bit tricky, but, you know, but it's very easy to change in all the recipes when you see it. So monk fruit right now are my preferred sweeteners, and stevia and erythritol.
Are you okay with stevia? I know you don't use. I didn't see a lot of stevia in the recipes. You do like stevia?
I love stevia. I love stevia. Yeah, I do. And I specifically like to use it with all the citrus if I need it. It's very, very, very easy to use with the citrus, and the citrus, something happened that it doesn't give you that metallic taste that everybody complains about.
Marcel, we got about 15 seconds here. What's one thing people can do if they're eating the standard American diet, one thing they could do that's not too intense, not too complicated, to change their eating lives?
No more soda and get some good water.
So no more soda and drink more water. Thank you so much, Marcel Benson. Yes. Your book is so beautiful. Prettiest book on nutrition I've ever seen, I have to tell you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the Bright Side.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Marcella Benson, and I highly, highly recommend this book just for the recipes alone, but it's just so beautiful to look at and to keep on your coffee table. I've been reading it now for a couple weeks. Love, Peace, and Vegetables is the book, Recipes for Conscious Living. Marcella Benson, spiritual nutritional counselor, and that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening and week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now. Thank you, Alex.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.